Section 1. Listening. This section of the test has three parts. You will hear three recordings which you will listen to twice. While listening, answer the questions in the appropriate part of the test. Follow the instructions. When answering questions in the first and second part, use the answer sheet labelled with a cross. When answering questions in the third part, use the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now prepare the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Part 1. You will hear the story of Craig Sams and Joe Fairley, who are husband and wife and co-founders of an organic brand. For the following statements, 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. There is always only one correct answer. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part one.
You will hear a story of Craig Sams and Joe Fairley, who are husband and wife and co-founders of Green and Black's Organic Chocolate. Craig, 68, also co-founded the organic brand Whole Earth Foods, opened Europe's first macrobiotic restaurant, and became chairman of the Soil Association. Joe, 56, is a beauty expert, journalist, and co-author of the best-selling book, The Beauty Bible. Let's listen to Craig and Joe talking about their personal and professional lives.
Joe and I first met at a party in Islington, but the timing wasn't right. We reconnected several years later. Joe was a journalist and interviewed me for ES Magazine. It was a bit like speed dating, but with her asking all the questions. She often says, "I married him for his peanut butter," which rather devalues some of the other qualities I think I brought to the relationship.
I put my life savings into 2 tons of chocolate. Someone had sent Craig a sample, and I found 2 squares on his desk, which obviously I ate. It was the best chocolate I'd ever tasted. After a lot of discussions between us, Craig agreed to look after sales and distribution, and I did the PR and marketing. I had to come up with £20,000 to buy the first consignment, so I had to use money from the sale of the house I owned before Craig and I moved in together. After the chocolate arrived, there was a heat wave, and I suddenly owned 2 tons of something that could trickle down the M25 motorway. It was terrifying, and we had to put it all into cold storage for the summer. 1991 was a significant year. We launched Green and Blacks in September and got married in November. Working together bonded us, but we had to be careful it didn't take over our marriage. We used to walk for an hour after work every night, during which we would brainstorm and digest the day. But when we came home, we weren't allowed to bring it up again. I'm much more strict about separating work and home than Craig is. Craig introduced me to all sorts of foods. He used to mash seaweed into my potatoes to get me to eat it. Craig is the kind of person who can just look in the fridge and put a meal together, whereas I always needed a recipe. I found it embarrassing at first, but my cooking has improved over the years, as has my confidence.
Zen Macrobiotics keeps me healthy and happy. I contracted hepatitis in Delhi and got very ill. I was later told by the doctors that I had lost half my liver and I would always be weak and depressed. But encouraged by 2 friends, I tried a macrobiotic diet and quickly felt 100% better.
We grow most of our own fruits and vegetables. We've got a little farm nearby that we work with 25 other people who are sharing the profits. We also grow lettuce in our back garden. It's nice to be able to go out, pick, and eat the produce straight away, as Craig says, before it knows it's dead.
We eat salad almost every day. Then we eat whatever vegetables are in season and lots of brown rice, although we also enjoy other grains, such as buckwheat. The basic macrobiotic message is to eat mainly whole grains and vegetables and be active. Then you can eat pretty much whatever you like in moderation. Macrobiotic philosophy also supports organic food and the avoidance of additives, out of season and non-local foods, plus minimal sugar and meat. Back in 1966, the FBI closed down the macrobiotic bookshop in New York and burned its books because this kind of talk was considered dangerous. That made it even more appealing to me.
Now listen again.
You will hear a story of Craig Sams and Joe Fairley, who are husband and wife and co-founders of Green and Black's Organic Chocolate. Craig, 68, also co-founded the organic brand Whole Earth Foods, opened Europe's first macrobiotic restaurant, and became chairman of the Soil Association. Joe, 56, is a beauty expert, journalist, and co-author of the best-selling book, The Beauty Bible. Let's listen to Craig and Joe talking about their personal and professional lives.
Joe and I first met at a party in Islington, but the timing wasn't right. We reconnected several years later. Joe was a journalist and interviewed me for ES Magazine. It was a bit like speed dating, but with her asking all the questions. She often says I married him for his peanut butter, which rather devalues some of the other qualities I think I brought to the relationship.
I put my life savings into 2 tons of chocolate. Someone had sent Craig a sample, and I found 2 squares on his desk, which obviously I ate. It was the best chocolate I'd ever tasted. After a lot of discussions between us, Craig agreed to look after sales and distribution, and I did the PR and marketing. I had to come up with £20,000 to buy the first consignment, so I had to use money from the sale of the house I owned before Craig and I moved in together. After the chocolate arrived, there was a heat wave, and I suddenly owned 2 tons of something that could trickle down the M25 motorway. It was terrifying, and we had to put it all into cold storage for the summer. 1991 was a significant year. We launched Green and Blacks in September and got married in November. Working together bonded us, but we had to be careful it didn't take over our marriage. We used to walk for an hour after work every night, during which we would brainstorm and digest the day. But when we came home, we weren't allowed to bring it up again. I'm much more strict about separating work and home than Craig is. Craig introduced me to all sorts of foods. He used to mash seaweed into my potatoes to get me to eat it. Craig is the kind of person who can just look in the fridge and put a meal together, whereas I always needed a recipe. I found it embarrassing at first, but my cooking has improved over the years, as has my confidence.
Zen Macrobiotics keeps me healthy and happy. I contracted hepatitis in Delhi and got very ill. I was later told by the doctors that I had lost half my liver and I would always be weak and depressed. But encouraged by two friends, I tried a macrobiotic diet and quickly felt 100% better.
We grow most of our own fruits and vegetables. We've got a little farm nearby that we work with 25 other people who are sharing the profits. We also grow lettuce in our back garden. It's nice to be able to go out, pick, and eat the produce straight away, as Craig says, before it knows it's dead.
We eat salad almost every day. Then we eat whatever vegetables are in season and lots of brown rice, although we also enjoy other grains, such as buckwheat. The basic macrobiotic message is to eat mainly whole grains and vegetables and be active. Then you can eat pretty much whatever you like in moderation. Macrobiotic philosophy also supports organic food and the avoidance of additives, out of season and non-local foods, plus minimal sugar and meat. Back in 1966, the FBI closed down the macrobiotic bookshop in New York and burned its books because this kind of talk was considered dangerous. That made it even more appealing to me.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. Part 2. You will hear a radio program discussing the life of Julia Brunton, who works as a brand strategist. For questions 8 to 13, decide whether the statements are true, A, false, B, or whether the information was not given, C. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labeled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part 2.
You will hear a program about a day in the life of a brand strategist, Julia Brunton. Julia Brunton, aged 37, advises people and companies on ways to enhance themselves and their organizations through image, social media presence, work choices, and good communication. She lives and works in both London and Los Angeles. In our program, she will describe her daily routines from the morning till evening.
6 a.m. Every day is different, so I don't have a set wake-up time, but I like getting up early. First, I need a cup of tea and eggs on toast or a croissant, and after that, I can face the day. If I'm meeting a client, I'll do 5 minutes of yoga to get my mind and body in tune, as I'll have to absorb lots of information in a short space of time. 8 a.m. Being a brand strategist has taught me image is everything. My outfit can have a profound effect on how I feel, so I wear oranges and corals, which symbolize happiness and success to me. Wearing something personal makes you stand out. Image is a great way to convey who you are. 10 a.m. I go out to meet clients. I work with people and companies in the entertainment industry, owners of restaurants, and luxury brands, advising on ways to enhance their brand by looking at how they communicate their story. I like to meet my clients face-to-face initially. I am a good listener and can relate to different people. Once I've evaluated their situation and what they want to achieve, I can start helping them reach their full potential. Branding is about defining your strengths as well as your individuality. I remind my clients that perceptions are constantly formed on what they say and wear and their body language. And we all need to promote ourselves, whether it's in our organization, in an interview, or online. I meet clients at their homes or offices, or if I'm in Malibu, we'll meet at the beach. Being out and about can be much more stimulating and creative than looking at four walls. 2 p.m. Crammed with information, I head back home. I often record my meetings so I can download the conversation and re-listen to it. I'll then form a plan of action. Even when you have a deadline, sometimes you need to walk away from your desk. You need to have a break, and after a while, you can have a brainstorm. 6 p.m. I plan my diary for the week. Mine's on my laptop, color-coded into four sections: work, events, socializing time, and me time. Too much of any color, and I change things around. I have one day off in the week, as it can be tiring to travel across time zones. I know the importance of balance and how essential it is for success, and I still want to find a man who supports my work. 8 p.m. I have a rule now that at 8 p.m. I shut down my laptop. I might go to salsa or ballroom classes or re-energize with hip-hop moves at home. I also love a good movie.
Now listen again.
You will hear a program about a day in the life of a brand strategist, Julia Brunton. Julia Brunton, aged 37, advises people and companies on ways to enhance themselves and their organizations through image, social media presence, work choices, and good communication. She lives and works in both London and Los Angeles. In our program, she will describe her daily routines from the morning till evening.
6 a.m. Every day is different, so I don't have a set wake-up time, but I like getting up early. First, I need a cup of tea and eggs on toast or a croissant, and after that, I can face the day. If I'm meeting a client, I'll do 5 minutes of yoga to get my mind and body in tune, as I'll have to absorb lots of information in a short space of time. 8 a.m. Being a brand strategist has taught me image is everything. My outfit can have a profound effect on how I feel, so I wear oranges and corals, which symbolize happiness and success to me. Wearing something personal makes you stand out. Image is a great way to convey who you are. 10 a.m. I go out to meet clients. I work with people and companies in the entertainment industry, owners of restaurants, and luxury brands, advising on ways to enhance their brand by by looking at how they communicate their story. I like to meet my clients face-to-face initially. I am a good listener and can relate to different people. Once I've evaluated their situation and what they want to achieve, I can start helping them reach their full potential. Branding is about defining your strengths as well as your individuality. I remind my clients that perceptions are constantly formed on what they say and wear and their body language. And we all need to promote ourselves, whether it's in our organization, in an interview, or online. I meet clients at their homes or offices, or if I'm in Malibu, we'll meet at the beach. Being out and about can be much more stimulating and creative than looking at four walls. 2 p.m. Crammed with information, I head back home. I often record my meetings so I can download the conversation and re-listen to it. I'll then form a plan of action. Even when you have a deadline, sometimes you need to walk away from your desk. You need to have a break, and after a while, you can have a brainstorm. 6 p.m. I plan my diary for the week. Mine's on my laptop, color-coded into four sections: work, events, socializing time, and me time. Too much of any color, and I change things around. I have one day off in the week, as it can be tiring to travel across time zones. I know the importance of balance and how essential it is for success, and I still want to find a man who supports my work. 8 p.m. I have a rule now that at 8 p.m. I shut down my laptop. I might go to salsa or ballroom classes or re-energize with hip-hop moves at home. I also love a good movie.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. Now look at part 3. For part 3, you will need the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Please find and prepare it. Part 3. You will hear a radio programme about 6 tips on how to prepare for your holiday successfully. Below, you can read summaries of this information, numbered 14 to 20, which are in the wrong order. Indicate the order in which you hear the information by writing a number 1 to 6 next to the number that represents that information. Be careful. There is one extra summary. Put X next to the number that represents extra information. Write your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part three.
You will hear a radio program about how to prepare for your summer holiday successfully, from taking the stress out of packing to getting the summer break you want and deserve. You will listen to Dr. Burnett's tips about how to prepare for your holiday well in advance, how to avoid stress, and distribute the pre-holiday tasks wisely.
Tip number one. You should stock up on zinc. This mineral is vital for immune support, and good sources include shellfish, milk, and whole grains. You can top up with a zinc supplement. People with a healthy diet shouldn't eat more than 7 milligrams per day, but in general don't exceed 25 milligrams. On the other hand, cut out all sugar. You will feel physically much better. Tip number two. Have a pre-holiday family meeting and divide up tasks equally a week before you go away. Work out who should do what and write a checklist. For your kids, list the clothes and toys they have to dig out and tick off, even if you prefer to do the packing. Divide the remaining tasks with your partner. Tip number three. Most people panic in the last week and manically try to clear their entire workload. Instead, stop a few weeks earlier and think about what you can reasonably achieve. Lay this out in a document, timetabling what you can do and delegating the rest. If you can't pass work on to others, decide what's critical and what can wait till you get back. Tip number four. As well as an out-of-office message with your holiday dates and who to contact in your absence, give important clients advance notice. Also, alert close friends and family to the fact that you'll be away, so they'll know to call only in an emergency and you won't have to return any unnecessary missed calls. Tip number five. You rarely get the opportunity to focus on a book like you do on holiday, so order those classics or literary gems you've been dying to read but won't be able to find at the airport. You may also compile a playlist of your favourite tracks on your iPod that will form the soundtrack to your holiday. Tip number six. A few weeks before you go, start a running checklist of everything you'll need, from socks to phone chargers. Take note of what you routinely use in a 24-hour period and add those items. Also, take the stress out of a lost suitcase by packing one outfit in another family member's case, and vice versa. Or pack some necessary items in your hand luggage. Now listen again.
You will hear a radio program about how to prepare for your summer holiday successfully, from taking the stress out of packing to getting the summer break you want and deserve. You will listen to Dr. Burnett's tips about how to prepare for your holiday well in advance, how to avoid stress, and distribute the pre-holiday tasks wisely.
Tip number one. You should stock up on zinc. This mineral is vital for immune support, and good sources include shellfish, milk, and whole grains. You can top up with a zinc supplement. People with a healthy diet shouldn't eat more than 7 milligrams per day, but in general don't exceed 25 milligrams. On the other hand, cut out all sugar. You will feel physically much better. Tip number two. Have a pre-holiday family meeting and divide up tasks equally a week before you go away. Work out who should do what and write a checklist. For your kids, list the clothes and toys they have to dig out and tick off, even if you prefer to do the packing. Divide the remaining tasks with your partner. Tip number three. Most people panic in the last week and manically try to clear their entire workload. Instead, stop a few weeks earlier and think about what you can reasonably achieve. Lay this out in a document, timetabling what you can do and delegating the rest. If you can't pass work on to others, decide what's critical and what can wait till you get back. Tip number four. As well as an out-of-office message with your holiday dates and who to contact in your absence, give important clients advance notice. Also, alert close friends and family to the fact that you'll be away, so they'll know to call only in an emergency and you won't have to return any unnecessary missed calls. Tip number 5. You rarely get the opportunity to focus on a book like you do on holiday, so order those classics or literary gems you've been dying to read but won't be able to find at the airport. You may also compile a playlist of your favourite tracks on your iPod that will form the soundtrack to your holiday. Tip number 6. A few weeks before you go, start a running checklist of everything you'll need, from socks to phone chargers. Take note of what you routinely use in a 24-hour period and add those items. Also, take the stress out of a lost suitcase by packing one outfit in another family member's case, and vice versa. Or pack some necessary items in your hand luggage. Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. The listening section is now over. Please stop working on this section. Now go on to the next sections of the test.